This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's the point of the DJV program? People ask me that all the time, and sometimes I struggle. No, I don't struggle with the answer. No, it's all about the kinds of knowledge, things there. You know, ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, there are three kinds of knowledge, things you know that you know you know. I know how to drive a car, for example. I can walk out of my driveway. I can turn the key. I get where I want to go. Oh, things like that. Things that you don't know, that you know you don't know. For example, I know better than to jump into a helicopter and try to fly it. I wouldn't do too well in that department. Number three, the third kind of knowledge, the most dangerous kind, things that you don't know, and you don't know that you don't know them. So I'm going to learn how to fly this helicopter while I'm flying it. Let's turn on the key and see what happens. So I guess the things that we focus on, I think, are the things we know and things that we don't know, and the know is, well, we're in the know, hopefully, as we have conversations about things. So I'm thinking that's a good way to bring us around to Jennifer, who is in the know and is going to tell us something we don't know. Perhaps.
Yeah,
do
I didn't know
this. We don't know?
That's for sure. This is a story out of California, which is my home state. There is a company called Wonder Hoodie, which is based in San Francisco, and it sells a product that many of us probably wish didn't need to exist. It's a bulletproof hoodie. Like many young tech workers, the owner of this company, 25 years old, decided to create something she needed but couldn't find in her neighborhood, in her hometown of Seattle. She was walking home when a man shot her. This is a pretty crazy story, and apparently she used this as inspiration to create this company that puts together these hoodies, and basically she did a prototype first, which then became something that looked like it had a need, and it's body armor that looks like a regular piece of casual sportswear, like a clothing item. Wonder Hoodie has received letters of interest from schools, from parents. One customer bought one because his wife is a teacher, another one so he feels safe enough to go to the movies. Imagine that. Kids' sizes are especially sad. She wished she didn't have to sell her products at all, but the demand is undeniable and not surprising. Wonder Hoodie has a patented head protection design as well as a zipper that connects the armor with the sweater so users can actually put it in the washing machine. It's made from... Yeah. It seems like it's ridiculous that we have to do this, but DuPont Kevlar, it's like a Kevlar vest. It's this new version of Kevlar that is soft body armor. For every 10 sold, the company will donate one to a public school teacher. The Wonder Hoodie specifications are all available on the website, and the clothing can protect
Hoodie.
You from a weapon like a .44 Magnum. How about that?
The Wonder Hoodie. All right, well, we're in California. Let's go to San Francisco, where the school district there is looking at removing an 83-year-old mural of President George Washington from George Washington High School because, quote, it traumatizes students and community members. This was...
Does money also traumatize them?
How in the world do these people get so crazy? This city is crazy. The people who run the city are crazy. It's crazy, just crazy. Artist Victor Arnatoff, I believe is how you pronounce it. And one of the reasons that they want to remove it is because he was a proclaimed communist. And he created 13 panels for the high school in 1936. That have now been deemed problematic by the Unified City School District. I don't think that the picture itself, I'm looking, if you can see the picture online, it's kind of an interesting, it's got him on his horse and going charging into battle. It's not the most pleasant picture in the world. But after all this time, I guess I wonder. Officials say some of the some of the things in the background of the picture are offensive to Native Americans and blacks. After 86 years, they figure this out, right? So they've had four public hearings on the matter. The group claims the mural glorifies slavery, genocide, colonization, manifest destiny, white supremacy, and depression. Leave it to San Francisco. So nobody else thought of that until now. So now the superintendent of schools is reviewing the recommendation, considering what the best course of action. I bet they'll waffle. What do you bet? They'll cave.
Well, I haven't seen the, but if that's the stuff that's in the background, if it's not just like, you know, a headshot of George Washington, I don't know what's in the background there that, that they're referencing, but
well, you
I
can mean, there see are. The,
but again, it comes from that debate. Do we destroy it or do we use it as a learning opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I just, I don't know that destroying things, I think everybody's intent was, well, we don't like it, so we don't want you to say it anymore, and we don't like it, so we're going to take it away. Well, that doesn't necessarily make anybody learn anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell because there are lots of murals online, so it's hard to tell if this is the exact one. One of them definitely has a dead Indian, like, in the bottom of the picture, who's lying on the ground, and there are a bunch of, like, soldiers next to him. So I don't know. If that's actually one of the ones in the school, that doesn't necessarily scream like a learning experience.
Yeah,
And also, I sometimes...
Oh, I don't. I disagree. I think it was a learning experience because we did a lot of bad things to Native Americans. What do you mean it's not? It is a learning experience.
Well, I'm saying is that no one's teaching about those murals. You're walking by it every day and seeing it, but no one's like, I'm sure there's no thing that goes along with it. Like, hey, look at this thing that we did.
Well,
like,
there's a challenge.
So if they teach about... I think that they should teach about it in the classes then. If we don't want to take the murals down...
Because we pull that stuff out of the classroom. We wipe things out of history.
We
and
pull that
so
out. Sex education
that,
has been pulled out.
We get offended by things, and then we just make them disappear. I don't know. I guess I would say, does that mural make anyone want to go out and kill an Indian?
I don't know. But if I was Native American and I was walking by it every day, I might not feel so great about it. So I can understand where some people are coming from. I will say if anyone has been into, like, a public works building and any, I mean, this is one of the reasons why Parks and Rec was so funny, because they have all of these ridiculous murals that you will see in, like, a local public, like, Parks and Recreation building. They're just, like, all these weird things that represent not so great things about our past. So, yeah, if we're actually going to use them as a learning experience, I think that's fine.
See,
but
that
argument is made about all kinds of murals and statues, and they're not actually learning experiences. They just exist,
true.
And I don't know that we need to celebrate those things. So, if they're useful, then sure, okay, great. But otherwise,
that's
what's the point
our
of them having them?
Problem. That's something that there's an opportunity there that is missed. And congratulations for failing on doing that, those of you who have the opportunity to do something. I think the world is getting really tired of political correctness for the sake of political correctness without really knowing the people who hear these stories, younger people, they don't know. They just don't. They hear that we're not supposed to do this or we're not supposed to do that or this isn't acceptable. That's not acceptable. Why isn't it? How do you learn if you don't take the opportunity to have some reasonable discussion and teach people how to think? We're not teaching people how to think. We're teaching them what to think. And that isn't productive. It's not healthy. That's the reason that there's so many people with the same kind of speak. It's the same speak. It's agree speak. And that doesn't cut it well. It doesn't bode well for an intelligent, articulate society. It doesn't mean it creates unity instead of division, and we got a lot of division here. We ought to know more about some of these things in my book, anyway. 15 past the hour. This is the DJB show.
And now a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message, and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fine!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's so much hate!
stock commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
It's good to start your day with some high-fiber foods.
Mayo Clinic dietitian Kate Zaratsky says the right breakfast can get you more than a quarter of the way to your daily fiber goal.
High-fiber cereals are an easy and tasty way to get your fiber in. Also, fruits are a good source of fiber, and nuts and seeds.
So are whole grain products. Vegetables offer lots of roughage, and beans and legumes are great sources of fiber. Men under 50 should strive to get at least 38 grams of it a day. Older men, 30 grams. Women under 50 should aim for at least 25 grams of fiber. And older women, at least 21 grams.
My recommendation is, as people increase the amount of fiber in their diet to meet those recommendations, is to do so slowly and gradually and drink plenty of water.
You'll be promoting bowel health and protecting against bad cholesterol and diabetes. Plus, since fiber stays in your stomach longer, you may find it easier to maintain a healthy weight. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Next up in the hit parade department, this jarring moment from the Game of Thrones that everybody seems to be talking about are people who like the Game of Thrones. First of all, Kara, please update on the Game of Thrones, the final episode. Hasn't it aired? Or
no, there are two more weeks.
All right. And apparently, that back in that era, they were drinking Starbucks coffee, which is kind of cool.
Who knew? I mean, the last episode was 2 weeks ago. It was called The Long Night, so I guess they need something to keep them going throughout, you know, all of these night battles. So they just, you know, drink coffee and then leave their cups on the table
Starbucks
during filming.
Starbucks is everywhere.
That's crazy to me. Like, I was talking to Victoria off air, and, you know, a couple years ago, there was a picture that came out of a pickup truck in the back of one of the episodes, and people thought, holy crap, how did that make it in? And then it turned out it was just a still photo that someone took during filming, and it wasn't actually in the episode. And then this time a coffee cup actually made it onto the table into one of the episodes, and people saw it live. Most people went back and watched it once they saw the picture because they couldn't believe it was real. But I think Jen, your mom caught it live while she was watching, right?
I asked her. I said, did you see it? She goes, yeah. She's like, I couldn't figure it out. And then she said afterwards, when she saw everything kind of erupt on social media, she had a good laugh about it. But they're saying it had to make it through like six different people to actually
make it
onto the screen. Yeah.
Yeah. I just find it amusing. And it's so much fun to find stuff like that, to realize that we do have imperfection. It's cool. I think it is.
Or they left it there to get people going. It's another way for that people, I mean, not that it's not, it needs any boost on social media, but.
Right. And the story floating around today, and this week you'll hear more about somebody whose name you didn't know before, Stephen Semprevivo, has been charged with paying $400,000 to get his son into Georgetown University.
Like, if your kids are that dumb, maybe they should choose another career path.
Yeah, right, exactly. Instead of going to school, go get him, teach him how to be a plumber. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program. Good money in that.
Mm-hmm.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
But I know what I'm needing. Don't want to waste more time.
It's 23 and change after the hour here. DJV.
I'm in the New York state of mind.
Jen, Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug, you. Who doesn't like Billy Joel? Well, some people like him more than others. I think you're not a big fan, Victoria, right, of Billy Joel?
I like Billy Joel, the person. I don't like his music.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems Mr. Joel hasn't released an album of new pop songs since 1993. And yet, he every place he goes shows, I guess, how prolific he is. Madison Square, well, I'll use Fenway Park in Boston as an example. Every year, the last three or four years he's been here, there are 38,000 seats in Fenway Park. Fills every one of them. And he hasn't had a hit since 1993. So that tells you something about him, matter of fact. So Madison Square Garden sells out every month. Been doing it for 5 years. Gets $1 million every time he does one night concert. That's what most of those venues are worth for him personally, about $1 million. He says, I've gone on stage and said, I don't have anything new for you, so we're going to play the old stuff. And the audience goes, yeah, yeah. And I'll be looking at 30, 40, 50,000 people thinking, what the hell are they all doing here? I think that's hysterical.
I was going to ask the same question, though. Is this just tourists who are coming to the city every month and they're going to see him? Or is it like the same, you know, 30,000
people? No, he's not just going to stadiums, not just Madison Square Garden, but stadiums all over the country. Like I just mentioned, Fenway Park in Boston. He filled up the Englewood Forum.
I just mean he's in New York all the time. I'm like, is it the same New Yorkers who just keep going? Or,
wonder.
Like, who?
No, look at the people in
Long Island. Well, everybody in Long Island is obsessed with him, so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they see him multiple times because he changes the set list apparently every night. So, yeah.
So this Thursday he's going to celebrate his 70th birthday with another big crowd at Madison Square Garden. He says, quote, on one hand, I'm happy to be alive. On the other hand, I don't know how much of a party I deserve just for making it to 70. He's getting pretty roly-poly. If you've seen pictures of him lately, he's a little heavy. Rolling Stone asked him if he could imagine a Billy Joel biopic. He said, I don't have enough objectivity to do that. I was going to write an autobiography at one time, and I did. There wasn't enough sex, drugs, and rock and roll in it for the publisher, so I gave the advance money back to them. I don't know if I'm interested enough. I think it would be a good movie, frankly. I think it would be. I think depending on who you get to play Billy Joel. Don't you think that would be? I think it would be a great story.
Well, he's certainly had a lot of high-profile marriages.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's a story and a half right there. All right, next story musically here on the DJV program is a focus on Hank Williams. There's a new box set of his songs coming out. You go back in history, music history, the spring of 49, he had his first number one hit with Lovesick Blues, and he made his final appearance on the Louisiana Hayride back in October of 49. He started hosting his first syndicated radio program called the Health and Happiness Show at the same time. So in honor of the show's upcoming 70th anniversary, record company is going to release both a 2-CD and a 3-LP vinyl set containing the entire collection of his 8 Health and Happiness radio shows from 1949, with familiar hits, never-before-heard performances as well, some rarities among the 49 tracks, including a recording of the gospel song Tramp on the Street. You got a copy of that? Is that what that's playing in the background? What's in the background?
No, this one is Lost Highway or Lovesick Blues. I'm not sure if they've actually released Tramp on the Street because the only known recording of it, so I think it's coming out with all of this stuff.
I got it. Other performances on the box set include hits like Lovesick Blues, Mind Your Own Business, I Saw the Light. I want to hear that. That's a great song. And I'm So Lonesome. Oh, this is great. Fabulous. So this whole thing, all these shows will be available June the 14th if you're a Hank Williams fan. Very cool stuff. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she remains against the idea of trying to impeach President Trump, telling a fundraising event in Chicago that pursuing impeachment could hurt the Democrats in next year's elections. She says Democrats should instead be focusing on building their majority in the House, winning back the White House, and a Senate majority next year. A suspected cop killer in Mississippi arrested overnight. Biloxi Police Chief John Miller says he hopes this arrest helps the family of Officer Robert McKeithen heal.
There's no words that are going to make this better for him. I hope in some small way making this arrest tonight will bring him some closure.
Darian Atkinson taken into custody in Wiggins, north of Biloxi, where Officer McKeithen was killed outside a police station on Sunday night. The 19-year-old now facing a capital murder charge. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here. It's party time, and Victoria is the leader of the party in this half hour. Let's hear it for Victoria. Yay! Hooray!
Hey, well, if you want to party, you may want to go to Denver, because that's a trending story right now. Denver might become the first U.S. city to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. This is a citizen-led initiative. It's appearing on ballots. It's appearing on ballots this week. It will follow the same path that led to marijuana's legalization in Denver and then later on throughout the whole state of Colorado. And the initiative in Denver would effectively decriminalize the use or possession of magic mushrooms. Specifically, the active ingredient is psilocybin. And so if you are 21 and older, they want it to be legal. And
what is that? What is that stuff? I don't know. I'm pretty naive when it comes to mushrooms, pretty naive when it comes to all this stuff. But what does that stuff do to you? Is that why Luke Perry wanted to be...
It's psychedelic.
wanted to be buried in a mushroom
soup? No. Totally no. It's a little late if he was looking for one last high. They're psychedelic. Psychedelic mushrooms. They give you, I mean, I've never eaten them, but I know people who have. I don't like mushrooms even in my pasta, so I have no interest in eating them for fun. But, go Denver. They are really plowing ahead.
Yay! So, there's a survey floating around today, and the question is literally, quote, unquote, what the hell is Congress good for? So,
that's a good question.
It really
enraging
is.
Enraging people, probably.
There's nothing. All they're dithering back and forth about impeachment. The country is so divided. The government's so divided. You look at these boobs like, what's his face? Nadler. My God, what a dithering boob. And some of these other characters that are back and forth, that both sides have plenty of dithering boobs. And so I think there's a revolt brewing. I think there's a possibility, whether it's at the ballot box or wherever it is. You know, we hear the same thing all the time. 9% approval rating, we've got to vote the bums out. And we never vote the bums out. The same people stay there over and over again, year after year.
Well, that's not true. The blue wave in the midterm elections.
There were some signs of life this time around. Yeah. So, but I think it's a reflective question. What is Congress good for? Why are we paying for them? We seem to be not getting anything done that needs to be done. All we get is more regulations. I am putting a second. Last year, you may remember that I had an ice cream bus. I'll be posting pictures of it at eastleyfarm.com just for the heck of it. I'll put them on the DJV site as well and my own Facebook page. But we have one bus and we had it inspected last year. It was a pretty simple, straightforward process. The health department came down and, yeah, okay, that's fine. So this year, I got another one because the one I have at the farm, I want to leave at the farm, and the people that we have 5 or 6 or I guess 7 days a week now, the bus has been requested to be at various farmers markets and stuff. So I went down to get the paperwork to make sure that we had the bus inspected. And now everything's changed. The driver of the bus who's serving ice cream has to get a Cori check to make sure that he or she is not a child molester or whatever.
Okay, that's not a terrible idea. That's a good idea.
Okay, I'm going to just give you the list. I didn't say it was a bad idea. I'm just telling
that one's not that
there's
terrible.
A list of things that are, there's 14 pages of information to fill out when all we have is an ice cream a chest for the ice cream. We have 3-bay sink with hot water and cold water. We have a cash register and the various items that are necessary for the ice. That's it. And so this whole process, never mind the time that it takes, but it's the money and it's the Cori thing. I just started with that because that's part of the whole routine. Not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just we have, everybody's got something else to add to it, and then now there are 2 inspectors. It just—I give you that as an example of local government. We have a hugely divided city where I live. Everybody has—we've drawn a line in the sand, and one side's not getting along with the other side. So I had 11 city councilors elected 2 years ago. 8 of them are not going to run for re-election because they don't like the way things are going. The state, you see it everywhere. I find it frustrating, and I wonder how, maybe the better question here is how far can it go before it melts or before we do something really drastic? Because we really haven't done anything that was very drastic to this point, at least as a collective, whether you're on one side or the other side. What is it that we expect to do? Because we all know, and we say, and we laugh about it, jokes, late night shows, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, really, really, what are we getting? What are we doing to ourselves here? What are we allowing to be done? And it sort of goes back to that conversation about the picture in the school or hall, wherever it is in San Francisco, and what's the teachable moment? And I guess I wonder for myself, for the generations like you guys under me, for my grandson. And I can remember hearing my father say the same thing. So maybe it's just okay, and everybody just keeps going along.
But it does feel like we've got one oar in the water, you know?
It does.
We're going in circles. I just don't see us
making
progress.
That's a great analogy. That's fabulous literary. That's very good. That's called, you get the Daily Award today for speaking visually. Thank you, Victoria. But it is.
You're welcome.
That's a, you know, think about it.
I wish it was for something better, but that is kind of how I feel. It's very frustrating. Uh-huh. I think a lot of Americans feel the same way.
I agree.
We're just tired of it.
Yeah. So let's try, let me approach it from this point of view. All right. Let's spin this around a little bit. Because, I always like to, you laugh about it when we have the Monty Python, always look on the bright side of the road. But let's say your house gets burned down. All right. So you build a new one. The dog dies. The dog isn't suffering anymore. That's the way to look at it. You get laid off from work. Okay, so there's a chance to find a new and better job. You break your leg, Kara. You get to catch up on your reading and your learning. So there's something good you can find in every situation. I'm trying to apply that to something that happened here in my community yesterday at the high school. A swastika was found. Police are investigating. This graffiti was found at the technical high school, and also a threat aimed at black people and Muslims. So where are they learning? That's the other side. Is there something good that comes out of that? Yeah, I guess there is something good. See that people are being left in
I think there's a lot of not only hate, but you also have a lot of people who do things for the shock value as well. You have people who are trying to...
Do they even know what the value of it is, Jennifer?
They may not have the full understanding. Exactly.
Yeah.
And some people might, and then they're even scarier than the ones who are just exploring, I guess. But see, instead of punishing, and this is where I kind of, it goes back to, the teachable moments. Instead of, I don't know, if I was a high school principal, and you find out who the kid, there's closed circuit cameras everywhere, you find out who the kid is who's drawing, or kids who are drawing the swastikas on the wall, and instead of suspending them where they sit at home on chat rooms and maybe stir the fire even more,
make it even worse.
Put them on a bus, you send them down to D.C., and you make them spend an entire afternoon at the Holocaust Museum, and you make them learn, because I have been there, and anyone who's been to a Holocaust Museum, especially the one in D.C., that will haunt you for the rest of your life. And if you walk away from that situation without complete remorse, then you need a mental, you absolutely need to be mentally evaluated. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I don't know if punishment is the right word for it, but you need to learn. If you make a mistake and you want to, when you hear that it doesn't work, it's not appropriate, don't you want to learn? If you have any kind of sophistication at all, you want to learn. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to stick out. I don't want to have a problem anymore. And so maybe, and in some cases, you got to force people into it. I agree. It defies logic, some of this stuff. It really does. What are people? What do you think your responsibility is as a parent? It's tough work.
I think a lot of parents don't even know that parents
and
their kids are up to this stuff. Look, everybody isn't. Who doesn't have a two-parent, a two-job parent situation? Whether the family's divorced and both parents work, or they're remarried and there's, blended families or whatever. Things are a lot more complicated than they were back in the day. And so it's harder, and every kid has access to the internet, has their own cell phone. It's very hard, really, unless you're policing your child 24/7, which isn't good either. Then I think a lot of parents look the other way on stuff, but I think there are also some parents who are just trying to put food on the table, and they don't know what their kids are up to.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. In a moment, some plain news here for us to discuss on the DJV Show 44 After the Hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we watch the suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save a lot of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Remember the story from earlier this week, the airplane that crashed on the runway in San Francisco, and everybody, the NTSB says we're going to investigate the flight. Jacksonville in Florida. The plane slid into a river, so now they're investigating why this plane, which was about 4 or 5 years old, it's not one of the new Maxes because those are all on the ground. This was a regular 737-800 that slid into the river. They say the plane was supposed to land on a runway. The pilots changed. It was pilot error. The first time I read the story, I can tell you that it was pilot error. It had nothing to do with the plane, but because the flavor of the day is to go dump on 737s. Let's take a shot. It must be something wrong, so we'll investigate it because it was a 737. No, you investigate it because the pilots are morons. They got into a situation, and nobody knows yet why they wanted to change from one runway that has enough room to land on it to another runway that doesn't have enough room for it to land. That's why it slid off into the river. And if you look at pictures of the plane, you see that the nose is off and a lot of damage. That plane will be salvaged, taken to the desert in Arizona, refitted, and sold to some airline in Africa. That plane will fly again. It's pretty interesting. And then there's the story of the private plane from Vegas that crashed in Mexico. 13 people found dead. Nobody quite knows what happened to that. It was private. A pretty decent-looking, neat private plane. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV program.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Doctor, our focus on your health and well-being, very important cog in the wheel here. And welcome to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who continues here on the program with a focus usually. Let's take a few minutes here to talk. We pick one thing. Once in a while, you know, we're all over the place, and then we pick one thing to give you an extended focus on, the opportunity to learn a little bit more from Jack's experience. And so the focus here in this portion of the program is the use of extra virgin olive oil and how that affects you. Olive oil has been, it's kind of like omega-3s, Jack. When you hear people talk about omegas, you got to have omega-3, not 6 and 9. And you hear people talking about oil, cooking oils or oils for other uses, then olive oil always seems to be on top. No more canola oil, safflower, what are the ones, the flour oils are, no, it's not the, which ones are the ones that you're not supposed to use? I always confuse.
Well, almost people, you know. Anything. The only really safe oils are animal oils, okay. Because they can handle high temperatures.
Right. But olive oil is not an animal oil.
No, and olive oil is one of the very, very few exceptions to that. But you can't really fry with olive oil because it breaks down too. Olive oil is usually used with dressings. And, you know, as far as the Mediterranean diet, we have relatives of Mediterranean extraction from Lebanon, in fact. And every meal is going to be served with olive oil and some kind of bread or whole grain bread or something to go. And they dip it in the olive oil with some seasoning and they eat it. And it's actually, if it's the green, you want to make sure the olive oil is very green and spicy. That's one of the marks of an extra virgin olive oil. But a study recently
spicy
has a little spicy taste to it. It's not bland. In fact, it has an actual taste on the tongue. If it doesn't do that, it's been overly processed. And that's the problem with most oils in the marketplace. We had this fat phobia come out back in the 70s and 80s that just moved in the completely wrong direction, which I think has an awful lot to do with the increase in cancer, because this study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association that people who, and it was a study of women, in fact, and those that took at least 4 teaspoons of olive oil a day had their breast cancer's risk reduced by 66%. And these were thousands, I think it was about 7,500 people in the study. And JAMA picked it up, the Journal of the American Medical Association, because they were impressed because a study came out of the University of Barcelona in Spain. So there's some real authenticity and study behind this thing. So and it's something that we've known for a long time. We just listen to advertising.
So was there a comparative here? Those who took it, this is what happens. Those who don't take it,
yes,
this is what...
They were broke. They were split into three groups. One had a diet that was very rich in olive oil. Another one had a diet rich in dried fruits and nuts. Dried fruits have way too much sugar in them, incidentally. And a third group followed a low-fat diet. So they had three distinctive study groups here that had completely different diet intakes over a certain period of time, and those that were rich in olive oil did so much better in the reduced risk of breast cancer.
Okay, 66%. So might this be applied to men as
absolutely.
If men take 4 teaspoons of this a day? Are they, is it just breast cancer or that kind of lumpy, tumorous cancers, or does it help?
It had a profound effect on cardiovascular disease as well, not just mm-hmm. breast cancer. And and there are more men getting breast cancer all the time.
Oh, yeah.
A significant percentage of men.
These younger guys who don't exercise, they look awful. I was telling that story about going to the Best Buy the other day, and all these weak-looking 20, 30-year-old guys.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
fat, hunched over, they have no muscle tone, nothing. They look like androids.
We could spend an hour talking about why that's the case.
Yeah. All right, we can't. I'm going to spend a minute talking about why it is that you ought to tune your body up. These guys, attention, Best Buy workers, this is for you. If you're lacking energy, if you're struggling to be in shape, you need an increase perhaps in your drive and performance, you know what I mean? The solution comes in the form of a product called NuGenix, a natural product that'll bring you back high levels of testosterone, help you to preserve your energy, to maybe get you into shape. That's what this is all about. NuGenix maximizes your energy, maximizes your lean muscle mass, maximizes your libido. Your wellness will be restored, and you can get a free bottle right now of NuGenix by texting FORCE to 321-321. So you got your iPhone right there? Text FORCE to 321-321 and get NuGenix so you can restore your confidence and get yourself into shape. All you wimps, text FORCE to 321-321.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.